4ZBA Mobile.
So 4ZEW, I had to look at the clock and say morning, Dave.
Good morning, and how are you today?
This is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Say Benjamin. Benjamin, how you doing? So, I just left the rooms to go there on whatever the name of that road, Woodruff Road, and of course they didn't have what we wanted in stock. It's going to be like a month, and of course my wife doesn't want to wait. So anyway, so I'm going by Starbucks.
I have been jamming, and yep, paycheck, there it went. So, yeah, you deserve a coffee after that.
4LOO is mobile also.
Morning, mobile.
I want to say hello to Dave. I hadn't spoken to him in a while because I had an issue with my radio. I couldn't figure out until I was able to finally get through to somebody on my HD. But I got it figured out now, thank God.
Do it. I've got to go get my hair cut. So KO4ZEW, clear.
I don't know if you're still there or not, Dave, but if so, this is Tal. We've spoken a few times before, but it's been a minute.
CPA. Sorry about that. I had to order and pay the drive-through window here.
AB4CBA. Dave, how you been? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
What's this?
Oh, it's been a while, though.
You said Cal?
Tango Alpha Lima. I believe we first started talking during Helene when we had all that going on.
Well, man, it's been, what, year, 2 years ago? I can't remember. A year? So what are you up to today?
I'm currently sitting at a pond, enjoying the relative peace and quiet over here, and watching nature. But like I was just saying a minute ago, I've been having some trouble out there. With my radio, I went through and apparently hit the wrong button. I couldn't figure out what to do because I was not able to hear anything. So I had to wait till I finally got a signal on my HT to talk to somebody else. And I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was Shane that helped me out. But anyway, I finally got that resolved. So I'm back. It's been like a couple months since I've been able to talk.
Found an HC you got there, sir.
Like I was saying, this is my mobile. The HT, though, was what I had to wait for a signal on before I could get through to talk to somebody and figure out what was wrong with my mobile. So I got it back up and running now, which is what I'm speaking on.
This is KQ4ASO. I was walking through the shop and heard the radio talking, man. I just want to tell you, you sounded good on my side, and sorry to interrupt that other gentleman.
No interruption. I'm kind of in a scratchy spot on 291 here. Going by Bob Jones University.
Like I said, I guess I hit the VMO button, and I could not figure out for the life of me what was going on with it, and somebody came across the HT and told me what told me right where to go, and immediately the problem was fixed.
I think you said Shane helped you with it. He's good at that. So, in fact, there's a good many hams in here who can help you. You know, if you hit the wrong button on the HT, me, not so much.
Roger that. It was actually me and Shane were talking about it, but then another gentleman chimed in and he said he had a similar radio and he took me right to the problem immediately and it was fixed. So, I thought that was rather nice and I'm extremely grateful I'm able to talk again.
I'm in I'm on the way to Hampton now, and I'm in a scratchy place here.
Well, I'll let you go. KQ4LOO will be standing by.
I don't know if you can copy me or not, but sorry about that. It'll get better, but it's going to be about two or three more miles for things to clear up. Anyway, enjoy it. Have yourself a good Labor Day today, and talk to you later. KP4CBA Mobile. KP4CBA Mobile, finally out of the noise.
CBA KQ4LOO, I have a question for you.
Dude, I don't know if I have an answer or not.
Main reason I really got into ham radio more than anything else was for emergency preparedness type deals, and with all the disasters going on all over the world with the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the floods, and everything else, what are your thoughts on everything going on?
Quite simple. And there's a lot of people that won't agree with this, but you know, it talks about that in the Bible, and says that those are just the beginnings. But worse things are to come. So we're just beginning to feel the pains of this earth isn't going to be here forever. So God designed it that way. Neither is the sun. So there's my answer. And that's actually God, not me. If you disagree, you're disagreeing with God.
I'm in total agreement with that answer. Like I said, that's one of the main reasons I got into ham radio is because I wanted to be able to have some form of communication should it happen around here and everything goes down. We might have some way to communicate, you know?
I mean, you know, we've basically shown everybody in the world where our three main power grids are that you could hit and pretty much knock out most of the United States. I mean, you know, how dumb is that? So anyway, and and then there's the water supply and all that, and then people are going to be looking for food, and crime's going to go up. It's just it's kind of a snowball effect. I just pray it's not in our lifetime, but it's kind of a selfish prayer, I guess.
Very little of what you said, but I think I know where you're going with it. But yes, there are going to be a lot of people caught unaware and unprepared. So that's why I personally try to stock up on food and water and medical supplies and this, that, and the other. And now I have multiple forms of communication, like with my HT and with my mobile here. So I figured try to be as best prepared as possible, so that way maybe you can survive as long as possible should something like that ever go down.
I was getting ready to pull in my garage, and I kind of backed up and my head in the repeater.
Roger, you did this time.
I guess about the only thing that we could take out the radios would be an EMP. I'm not sure if that's a possibility or not. But it's going to definitely, it'll take out cars and anything with a computer in it. So I imagine, radios would be affected unless you've got like a crystal radio or something. Heck, I can remember building one of those.
I've been talking about CMEs, but I've got most of my electronic devices inside of a Faraday bag, and I've tested to make sure that it would actually work. And it does. So, like I said, most of my equipment is in one of those to try to protect it or something like that.
Well, EMPs come mainly from, atomic bombs. It's an electronic magnetic pulse, but I think they're getting to where they can create that with an EMP without the having to drop an atomic bomb. So
the fact that China and Russia both have been trying to work on that, and most likely we are too, but I do know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Carrington event that took place back in the 1800s that was pretty devastating to the world. That's something else that could possibly set off an EMP.
I don't remember that in the 1800s. Maybe I skipped history class that day or something. Out sick or whatever. Well, I'm going to pull the driveway here. I've got some stuff to do, and I'm playing tennis again tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, crap. No, he said, I usually have a clinic on Monday night, but he said that they wouldn't have it because it's Labor Day. Anyway, I got stuff to do. Had a flat on the way up to my sister's in Maggie Valley Thursday on 26, and I had to go into an old truck stop. I didn't want to, just pull over on the side of the road. And so it was, I had to go around some barriers, but I'm in a 4Runner, so that wasn't a problem. But that was a nice flat place, and, I was way out of the way of traffic, so I didn't have to worry about it. But it really kind of messed up my timing there, because I didn't get to her place or meet up with her when I was planning on it.
I think you might be in a bad location, because all of a sudden you just started getting spotty on me there with me receiving you there, and I'm sitting stationary. Okay, KB4CBA, this is KQ4LOO Mobile. I will let you go, and I will be standing by. Have a good day.
Hey, I don't know what's going on, but, I'm sitting still in the driveway, but, who knows. Conditions change. Well, enjoy the QSO, man, and you enjoy the rest of your day. And I'm going to go in here and see if I can get some work done. Enjoyed it. 73's KB4 CBA Mobile.